Surah Al-Isra, verses 42 to 53.
Allah Ta'ala says prohibition of zina. Zina, either fornication or adultery. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا الزِّنَا. And do not ever approach fornication and adultery. Approaching it means avoiding everything that leads to zina. All types of contact, the glance, whatever it may be that eventually will lead to zina. This is what is meant by this ayah. إِنَّهُ كَانَ فَاحِشَ. It is a fahisha, a heinous immorality. وَسَاءَ سَبِيلًا. And an evil path to tread. Among the repercussions of zina are destruction of lineage and honor. Children born out of wedlock, the destruction of lineage and honor, and many other social ills. Ayah number 33 and the commandment number 9, prohibition of unlawful killing. وَلَا تَقْتُلُ النَّفْسِ أَلَّتِي حَرَّمَ اللَّهُ إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ. And do not kill a soul which Allah has prohibited according to Islamic law. إِلَّا بِالْحَقِّ, except with due authority when the law ordains or permits killing. وَمَنْ قُتِلَ مَظْلُومًا فَقَدْ جَعَلْنَا لِوَلِيِّهِ سُلْطَانًا. And if anyone is killed wrongfully, we have given his heirs authority to demand retribution. فَلَا يُسْرِفْ فِي الْقَتْلِ. But let them not transgress the limits in exacting retribution. إِنَّهُ كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. Indeed, the heir, as long as he remains within the limits of the law, كَانَ مَنْصُورًا. He is fully supported by the might of the law. Ayah number 34, a repeat instruction. We have come across it in the ages and many in Surah Nisa as well. Prohibition of usurping the wealth of orphans or misappropriating their funds. وَلَا تَقْرَبُوا مَالَ الْيَتِيمِ إِلَّا بِالَّتِي هِيَ أَحْسَنُ. And do not approach the property of orphans except in the best of manner which is approved by the laws of the Sharia. حَتَّى يَبْلُغَ أَشُدَّ, until they reach maturity. And the second command in this ayah, instruction to fulfill and honor agreements, promises and commitments. وَأَوْفُوا بِالْعَهْدِ. And keep all your commitments that are recognized by the Sharia. Commitments between you and Allah, between you and the fellow people. إِنَّ الْعَهْدَ كَانَ مَسْؤُولًا. You will be held accountable for the commitments you have made. Ayah number 35 and the command number 12 and 13 appears in this ayah. وَأَوْفُوا الْكَيْلَ إِذَا كِلْتُمْ. And give measure in full when you measure. وَزِنُوا, and this next command, وَزِنُوا بِالْقِسْطَاسِ الْمُسْتَقِيمِ. And weigh with accurate scales. ذَلِكَ خَيْرٌ. That is better as far as rewards in the hereafter are concerned. وَأَحْسَنُ تَأْوِيلًا. And the worldly outcome is also much better too. Ayah number 36, pursuing a matter without verification. Sometimes we hear things about people, we haven't verified it. We come to conclusions. وَلَا تَقْفُ مَا لَيْسَ لَكَ بِهِ عِلْمٍ. And do not pursue what you have no complete knowledge of, and regarding that which you lack clarity about. إِنَّ السَّمْعَ وَالْبَصَرَ وَالْفُؤَادِ. Indeed, the hearing, the sight and the heart. كُلُّ أُولَٰئِكَ كَانَ عَنْهُ مَسْؤُولًا. Each will be taken to account and questioned for the actions that they carry out. Prohibition of pride and arrogance, number 15, ayah 37. وَلَا تَمْشِ فِي الْأَرْضِ مَرَاحًا. And do not walk upon the earth with arrogance. إِنَّكَ لَنْ تَخْرِقَ الْأَرْضِ. You could not cleave the earth by stamping your foot proudly on it. وَلَنْ تَبْلُغَ الْجِبَالَ طُولًا. Nor could you rival the mountains in height by walking with your chest out. So there is no point in going about in this matter arrogantly, stamping your foot and puffing your chest out. You are an insignificant creation of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you reflect on your beginning and on your ending, there is nothing to be proud about. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. All of the actions listed above are evil. كُلُّ ذَلِكَ, ayah 38, كُلُّ ذَلِكَ كَانَ سَيِّئُهُ عِنْدَ رَبِّكَ مَكْرُوهًا. All of the actions listed above are evil and detestable in the sight of Allah. Now Allah tabaraka wa ta'ala gives motivation to act in accordance with it, and we're terminating again with tawheed. ذَلِكَ مِمَّا أَوْحَى إِلَيْكَ رَبُّكَ مِنَ الْحِكْمَةِ. This, the matters listed here, all 15, is some of the wisdom which Allah has revealed to you. ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر, and do not ascribe a partner with Allah. فتلقى في جهنم, for you would then be cast into hell, ملوما مدحورا, rebuked and rejected. أفأصفاكم ربكم بالبنين, and now that you are aware of how evil shirk really is, then why do you utter such statements that are in conflict with tawheed? So, has Allah really preferred you with sons and taken the angels as daughters? وَاتَّخَذَ مِنَ الْمَلَائِكَةِ إِنَاثًا, by maintaining that the angels are the daughters of Allah, you have committed two crimes. Firstly, you propose offspring for Allah. Secondly, you propose that which you despise and dislike for yourselves. إِنَّكُمْ لَتَقُولُونَ قَوْلًا عَظِيمًا, surely you utter that which is monstrous. Inshallah, we'll do the tilawat of this ruku.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم ولا تقتلوا أولادكم خشية إملاق نحن نرزقهم وإياكم إن قتلهم كان خطأ كبيرا ولا تقربوا الزنا إنه كان فاحشة وساء سبيلا ولا تقتلوا النفس التي حرم الله إلا بالحق ومن قتل مظلوما فقد جعلنا لوليه سلطانا فلا يسرف في القتل إنه كان منصورا ولا تقربوا مال اليتيم إلا بالتي هي أحسن حتى يبلغ أشده وأوفوا بالعهد إن العهد كان مسؤولا وأوفوا الكيل إذا كلتم وزنوا بالقسطاس المستقيم ذلك خير وأحسن تأويلا ولا تقف ما ليس لك به علم إن السمع والبصر والفؤاد كل أولئك كان عنه مسؤولا ولا تمشي في الأرض مرحا إنك لن تخرق الأرض ولن تبلغ الجبال طولا كل ذلك كان سيئه عند ربك مكروها ذلك مما أوحى إليك ربك من الحكمة ولا تجعل مع الله إلها آخر فتلقى في جهنم ملوما مدحورا أفأصفاكم ربكم بالبنين واتخذ من الملائكة إناثا إنكم لتقولون قولا عظيما
amantu billah. Sadaqallahu maulana al-azim. Subhanakallahumma wa bihamdik. Nashhadu an la ilaha illa anta nastaghfiruk wa natubu ilayk. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullah.